Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 1, verses 57 through 80. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the first chapter. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him Zechariah after his father. But his mother answered, "No, he shall be called John." And they said to her, "No, none of your relatives is called by this name." And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they all wondered. And immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing God. And fear came on all their neighbors. And all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea, and all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be? For the hand of the Lord was with him." And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the dayspring shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day of his public appearance to Israel. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. After 9 months of silence preparing for the birth, the song that Zechariah sings isn't really about John. It's all about Christ. But that is always how it ought to be among us, dear friends. We proclaim not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord. Dr. Luther's test when reading the scriptures was to search for alles, was Christum treibet, whatever pushes Christ, whatever drives and urges and bears him before all. In this holy Christian church, we are dead set to hold every thought and opinion and preference and action captive to Christ. And this song today, the Benedictus, pushes Christ. It proclaims forgiveness of sins in his name. As for John, as he later said about himself, "I must decrease, Christ must increase." Zechariah's canticle here teaches us the right approach to worship, the right approach to songs in the church. It also, though, teaches us what all of our service in the church ought to do. "You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High." John the Baptist is the forerunner. He's a prophet. He's also more than a prophet. The rest of the prophets prepared the way by foretelling Christ from afar. But John is unique because he prepares for the Lord who is even now among us, who is near with his kingdom. John is the one who gets to point to him, not just with pen and paper, but with his actual finger. "For you shall go before the Lord to prepare his ways." John's task is preparatory for Jesus' ways. And therefore, he is the preacher of repentance. He brings us out into the desert to remember Israel and to see how we too have been rebellious children of God, discontent, even stubborn. He calls us the brood of vipers, those who have poison inside of ourselves and who often bite at one another, because out of the heart, the mouth speaks. And he announces that the judgment is here, that the axe is laid at the roots. And he bids us then to come and confess our sins while there is still time. He levels the mountains. He humbles the haughty and the proud. In this, as it must be with all preachers and servants of Christ, John does not stand afar or above anyone to whom he is preaching. He himself needs to be baptized by Jesus. John was always the lesser one here, but he did not despise it. He was the servant. Christ was the goal. And so John pointed his finger not only to accuse, but also to direct us to behold that Lamb of God. He preached a baptism of repentance for, toward, and into the forgiveness of sins. And that's where our preaching and our service in this church must lead also. The Lord's ways end in forgiveness and new life. The children, the people that we serve, who will learn from us and what we preach, will also learn from what we do, from observing us. Since Christ's first advent, the proclamation of God's judgment has not been for destruction, but it has been to remove the venom from us. Christ came not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He bore the bite in his own flesh to rescue us from all of these deadly sins, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. And there it is. There is the goal that Christ has scored for us, to which John lends his assist. Zechariah said it so plainly that nobody can miss it. Salvation is nothing other than the forgiveness of your sins. Blessed is the man whose iniquity is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Do we ever find the forgiveness of sins boring? Because then you are missing what the gospel declares to us in many and superabundant ways, that where there is forgiveness of sins, nothing less than salvation and life itself abound. In the tender mercy, compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. St. Paul echoed this in Acts chapter 13. He said, "Let it be known to you, brothers, that through this man, forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, and by him everyone who believes is justified from everything which you could not be justified by the law of Moses." The dayspring has visited us. God's Son is a man to visit and to redeem his people. He is clothed in our flesh, and he comes to clothe us in his compassion, making satisfaction before his Father by his cross. There it is. You see, Zechariah can't even stay talking about John for very long. He is already back pushing Christ to shine on those who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. For Christians like Zechariah, like John, like you and me, we may have great boldness. God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And though we dwell and we work and we preach in the midst of darkness and the perpetual shadow of death, we know the one who enlightens. We know the one who has beaten death. We know the one who has promised that whoever believes in me will live even though he dies. So leave the rest of the world to busily guard its own interests. which are always so fragile. Because you, dear saints, you have the privilege and the confidence of proclaiming not yourself, which is fragile, but Jesus Christ as Lord. His way, though it passes through cross and shadow and death, it always ends, as Zechariah's song says, in peace. So if you bear him, that means you have a clean conscience. The church is grateful for your confession, for your boldness as servants of the church and as co-workers in the kingdom. So now, dear friends, please do us the greatest service, just as Zechariah did when he at last had his chance to speak. Always remind us and your fellow Christians what it is that makes all the difference. Bear Christ and urge him who alone forgives sins, who alone overcomes death, whose way alone leads to lasting and true peace. He has set you free to serve him without fear, holy and righteousness in God's sight all the days of your life. So wherever his name is increased, then we will be glad. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.